Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, June 18th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report, then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know. Today is International Sushi Day. Sushi doesn't mean raw fish. It refers to vinegared rice, served with various toppings. Originating as a preservation method, fermented rice stored fish for up to a year in a dish called nerezushi. By the 16th century, namanarezushi introduced vinegared rice, which was consumed rather than discarded. In the Edo period, the quick preparation of nigiri sushi became popular, with seafood from Edo Bay. Sushi master Masayoshi Kazato highlights these historical developments, sharing his expertise and dedication to spreading sushi knowledge worldwide. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area, this morning it's partly cloudy and feels like 69 degrees with 8-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:24, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:07. It looks like we're in for a sunny day with a high near 84 and west wind around 8 mile per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 66. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Tuesday will be at 9:30 a.m. with a low tide at 3:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday will be sunny and hot with a high near 97 and southwest wind, 7 to 9 mile per hour. Thursday will be mostly sunny and hot with a high near 99. Friday has a chance of showers after 1 p.m. with a high near 92. There is a chance of showers on Saturday and Saturday night with a high near 85. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Mayor Michelle Wu has declared a heat emergency in Boston from June 18th to June 20th. Due to high temperatures expected to reach 100 degrees. Cooling centers will be open at 14 Boston Youth Center locations from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Splash pads and pools are also available citywide. Residents are advised to stay hydrated, limit outdoor activities, and check on neighbors. For more information, visit boston.gov/heat or call 311. Boston Public Schools and libraries will also provide resources to help residents stay cool. Now on to sports. The Boston Celtics clinched their 18th NBA championship with a 106-88 win over the Dallas Mavericks in Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Jason Tatum scored 31 points, while Jaylen Brown added 21 and was named Finals MVP. Coach Joe Mazzulla, the youngest to win a title in 48 years, celebrated with the team. This victory breaks a 16-year title drought for the Celtics, solidifying their status as the NBA's most successful franchise. In local sports, the Red Sox on the road spanked the Blue Jays 7-3. And tonight, they're back at it for Game 2 of the 3-game series in Toronto. In top news, Social media influencers face significant financial challenges, with many barely getting by despite their popularity. Platforms are paying less for posts, brands are more selective about partnerships, and a potential TikTok ban looms. Creators like Clint Brantley, despite having large followings, struggle to earn a stable income. Changes in platform payouts and increased competition make it harder to make a living. Influencers often juggle multiple revenue streams, but unpredictable income and lack of benefits add to the difficulty. Despite these challenges, some creators find success through strategic partnerships and niche content. In business news, former President Donald Trump, who once dismissed cryptocurrencies as scams, has now embraced them, seeking support from the crypto community against rivals Joe Biden and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. After meeting with Bitcoin miners, Trump declared his commitment to defending cryptocurrency users and announced that his campaign will accept donations in crypto. This reversal aims to attract young, tech-savvy voters and leverage the financial backing of the crypto industry, despite his previous criticism of digital currencies. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $66,000. Ethereum is $3,400. And Solana is $137. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Japan's TDK has announced a breakthrough in solid-state battery technology, claiming their new material offers an energy density of 1,000 watt-hours per liter, 100 times greater than current models. This all-ceramic, oxide-based battery is designed for small devices like watches and headphones, offering increased performance and safety. Despite significant challenges in scaling up for larger devices like smartphones and electric vehicles, TDK aims to begin shipping prototypes next year, with mass production to follow, contributing significantly to the future of energy storage. And in entertainment news, Ron Howard's documentary, Jim Henson, Idea Man, explores the immense potential Henson might have achieved in the digital age had he not passed away suddenly in 1990. Henson, a visionary and the creator of The Muppets, was already experimenting with technology and had an insatiable drive for creativity. Howard reflects on Henson's relentless ambition and the bond between Henson and Frank Oz. The documentary, featuring unaired footage, underscores Henson's legacy and the precious nature of creative opportunities. Howard's next project is a documentary on photographer Richard Avedon. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American animator and puppeteer, Jim Henson. And he said, "Life's like a movie, write your own ending. Keep believing and keep pretending." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.